Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Our assistant producer, Stanley Stizgrimy, has walked into the studio this morning. Yo!
Yo!
How was your St. Patrick's Day weekend?
It was very good, Greg. What? Although, I must say, you might want to watch with the, you know, talking bad about Senator Warren, because she might sue you.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
Really? You're going to give that
one? That was pretty good. Is Stanley's poll up this morning?
Yes, my poll is up and at attention this morning.
All right, what is your poll question today?
So the poll question this morning is about March Madness. Thursday, March Madness begins, I believe.
Well, you got the play-in games, but yes.
So I wanted to know, how much work time will our listeners spend filling out March Madness brackets this week?
Okay.
So we have a few different options. 15 to 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
1 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or I'm definitely getting fired.
Okay. All right. And where are the votes at right now?
Almost 30 votes in. 48% say 15 to 30 minutes. 30% say definitely getting fired.
Okay.
And 20% 1 to 3 hours.
1 to 3 hours. All right. Well, I think everybody is a fan of the Huskies, the Northeastern Huskies, whether they have ever heard of them or not. Every single person around here will be captain bandwagoning the Huskies. So three New England teams, LB. We got the Huskies.
Yeah, you got Vermont.
Vermont. And
the Huskies, and I don't know who the other one is.
Stan, what?
I also did do some research into this, and researchers have found that You can feel, work slowing down during March Madness.
You can feel it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can see it.
You can see it?
Company internet speeds might be slower. Some workers will be slower responding to work emails. Lunch breaks might be extended beyond the usual time limits.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Stan, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Stanley's poll up at Twitter and Instagram. And you can vote there. Shu, have you heard the new Motley Crue cover of the Madonna song, which has come out because of the Dirt movie?
Surprising choice.
So I don't think I really like it. Do you like it?
I think it's all right.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think it's funny.
We can play a little bit. Motley Crue has covered Like a Virgin for the soundtrack of the biopic about them, which is called Dirt. And I believe that comes out later in the week.
I think it's Friday.
Friday is when that comes out. So let's take a little listen here to Motley Crue covering.
I like it.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
LB and I are going to jam out to it, driving up and down Revere Beach during the sand sculpting festival.
I don't know. Maybe a few more listens, it will grow on me like some kind of a fungus or a mold or something. But
I mean, it's not going to be. I mean, it's not Livewire. It's funny. Yeah, not their best.
All right. It is 9:05, and I want to give you a heads up that you should subscribe to the AAF email right now. And once a week, we will update you with can't-miss audio, video, concert updates, and the best contests and information that you need from all of us here at WAAF. So get the email now. When you go to waaf.com/email, that's waaf.com/email.
And now, LB.
That was bad. Mental mistakes, physical mistakes, all kinds of mistakes. That was awful.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
That is the Sports Minute. It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life.
What's up, Boston Bruins? Yes. When I say Boston, you say strong.
Boston!
Strong!
Boston!
Strong!
Boston!
Strong!
Yes! Remember, nothing heroic gets done without support, without unity. We must back each other. We must support each other. Before you go out, look left, look right. Know that these people that are with you are your brothers. These are the people you need to fight for. Fight until victory. Boys, I wish you the best. Let's go, Boston Bruins. Get this puck when I drop it. Who's the captain? Who's the captain? Get this puck when I drop it. This is your puck. This is your arena. Look, I love it. Who's the enforcer? All of you, every f***ing one of you is the enforcers. Take these people out. Take no prisoners. Let's go, Boston Bruins. Let's go, Boston Bruins. Yes.
Marchand spins to the middle. Bergeron recovers the puck. Bergeron to Marchand. He scores! Brad Marchand! The Bruins put an emphatic end to their three-game losing streak.
Yeah, you got to love Jack and Brick on the call on Nesson. Conor McGregor got it started, and Brad Marchand finished it. The Bees play the Isles in the first four on the road tomorrow night, and they've got 10 to go in 2019, and you got to love the 2-1 win in overtime. Conor McGregor, outstanding, stole the town and put on a show and a half, which is expected. He's the madman. The Red Sox will throw out Chris Sale on opening day.
It's just another game in the year. But, you know, it's a big production that goes on. You know, there's a big ceremony before. So, yeah, and it's the first one. So, I mean, you obviously get more locked on, get more fired up for that. And, you know, you want to win. You want to do well here. But at the same time, it's more build up and getting your work and stuff like that. Once the ball drops on day one, it's go time.
Big ceremony before, just another Lombardi trophy that'll be wheeled out at, at Fenway on opening day. And I mean, they're going to have to find some new way to do it. I feel like the guys ought to parachute in, or they ought to come in a helicopter. I mean, they can't just walk out of the Green Monster anymore. They've done that time after time after time.
Overrated.
So, I'm sure that Bestie and the boys will be there for the home opener. And what are we, less than a month away, right? What
April 9th.
April yes. 9th. Yeah. So, all right.
Split squad today. Yesterday, I should say. Pirates 8-1 winners in game one. Sox winners 3-2 over the Rays in game two. They have the Twins today at 1 o'clock. The Celts host Denver tonight, 7:30 tip-off. Seas beat the Hawks Saturday. They lost Hayward. I guess he's got some sort of concussed issue going on. And Al Horford banged up his knee, so not good down the stretch. The Green and White are in fifth place right now, so they're playoff bound. No worries. We'll see what happens. Let those guys rest up and go on a march to the NBA championship. It's March Madness times right now. Vermont has Florida Thursday. Northeastern has Kansas. NIT, Providence, Arkansas. Harvard, Georgetown, the Big Dance, Big Four, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and the Zags. Michigan, Michigan State, Kentucky, and Tennessee are your number twos. Day one out in Dayton tomorrow. The Final Four is April 6th through the 8th out in Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. PGA Players Championship, Roy McIlroy took home the big dough. Jim Furyk came home second. Kyle Busch won in NASCAR. MLB, it's an AF Sports Minute.
Today's weather brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. And it is going to be partly sunny today, and the high will be 43. You may have money waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com. Go to FindMassMoney.com. And plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. FindMassMoney.com, fast, easy, and free. And now the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Comcast. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond fast, it's technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, beyond fast, take your business beyond. Visit ComcastBusiness.com. Brought to you also by Accountemps. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Accountemps can help. With Accountemps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit Accountemps.com to learn more. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Well, there's a video that's gone viral online of a cabin crew on a Ryanair flight trying to break up a fight between passengers where someone bit the nose of another passenger.
Ouch. People are on edge these days. It's traveling. I mean, there's a lot of stress involved in traveling. Getting on an airline or going somewhere.
You know, but really, they tell you your carry-on's too big and you got to bring it back. And that's right. An extra $50 and the kid's crying. Yes. And you've had a few cocktails.
Well, yes. You know, we talked about airplane etiquette, I feel like, somewhat recently on the show, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And this all stemmed from an incident where a woman boarded the plane with no shoes on and then went to the bathroom with no shoes on and came back to her seat. And a man who appeared to be very drunk pulled her aside to give her a hard time about it, saying that someone would stand on her toes. And then her boyfriend stepped in, and that's when things escalated.
Sure.
So, unfortunately, the man did have a piece of his nose bitten off completely.
Wow.
And we have a little sound from that video taken in flight.
Stop us! No! He just said, watch it!
Flying appears to be almost as dangerous now for what might happen in the cabin with regard to a fight as taking a selfie. Those are like the two. Those right. are the two most dangerous activities that one can participate in these days.
That's so bizarre. Do you spit the nose out?
I guess.
Oh,
gross.
God. I mean, that is really, that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, I hope that there are prosthetic noses available. I think Michael Jackson had the most famous one. And,
that one never stayed on.
Probably a bag of cash, too, Hildog.
Yeah, well, or some miles. They'll probably give you some. They'll try for the miles,
miles
first.
Right.
And then, yeah. Maybe a bag of cash after. All right. What else is going on today, Danielle?
Any interest in buying some haunted furniture from a thrift store? Greg, a thrift store is where people donate items and then you can buy them secondhand for cheaper than you would buy normal.
I know what a thrift store is. Thank you
very
much.
Okay, Macklemore.
Thank you. I don't think I would. I mean, I don't think I would care. I don't believe that furniture can be haunted.
Oh,
I mean, I know you believe in the ghosts and the shadow people and the whisper people. But I don't. Where is this going on?
So it is happening in North Carolina. There's a couple that donated some furniture items, specifically a bed and a bureau, to a thrift store. So the thrift store put an ad up on Craigslist, and I guess the couple said that the furniture gave them nightmares. Their dogs wouldn't stop barking at it, but of course, you get a lot of people that love that kind of thing. So there's been a lot of interest purchasing the furniture.
Yeah.
Now, the woman who runs the store is named Elizabeth Brady, and here's what she had to say.
A lot of people are interested in it because it's haunted. Supposedly, our donations manager asked about these pieces, and he was told, you don't want those, they're haunted. And he said, oh, well, now I definitely want them. We are a Christian housing ministry. We don't say we believe in ghosts or don't believe in ghosts, but I have trouble selling this to somebody not disclosing that. You know, I would want to know as a customer.
Freaky. Would you ever sleep in somebody else's bed?
You mean
blows my mind.
It's just the frame, probably. It's probably not the...
No. I'm talking about the mattress thing.
Oh, but you people give me a hard time about my mattress thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. Thanks. I appreciate you backing me up now. Yeah. Inadvertently. I love when you fall into my trap.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, we have the running joke on the show is if I live with a guy... if I'm with a guy and he's lived with someone previously.
Yeah. Well, no, right. It's a thing you do. Yeah, no, I mean, it's you make him get a new mattress. It's not a running joke. I mean,
I don't want to sleep on a mattress that some other woman has sweated and bodily fluided on in any
skin.
Other way.
I mean,
mites. I don't know what's on you. Your hair.
Right?
Yeah.
Blonde hair under the pillow?
Yeah. Bad enough when someone house sits for you and you find a different color hair in your bed. Jesus.
This is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, me, my brother, and my cousin were on our way down to Maryland for a wedding. This is about 15 years ago. And, of course, we stopped at a few bars here and there. And we got to my cousin's house in Pennsylvania to pick him up. And next thing you know, my brother and my other cousin are going at it, and my cousin bit my brother's nose off.
Really?
Ripped the tip of the nose right off.
You're kidding
me.
Did they make up?
No. This cousin was like, we were being the two nice cousins and trying to patch things up with him in the past because he's been an idiot his whole life. And once they got drinking, it turned the other way, and nothing got patched up. It just got worse.
Did they sew the nose back on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It wasn't bit all the way off. It was hanging.
They
stitched it up, and my brother made the wedding, and he wasn't looking too good.
Wow.
You know, families.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yep.
Families. Am I right? What do you make of the story today about the Flintstones fan who is being told by the authorities in San Francisco that she has to remove several giant dinosaur statues from the lawn of her Flintstone-themed home?
God help me.
This woman, the town is called Hillsborough, California. And the town is saying that she broke a litany of zoning laws when she erected a menagerie of metal dinosaur statues outside her garish Hanna-Barbera cartoon-inspired home.
Did it look like the house? Did it have big, thick, slab of rock on the top?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
circle-shaped windows.
Did the saber-toothed tiger jump in at night through the window?
That thing
is something else. Look at that.
Did she have a mini pelican as a garbage disposal?
Shouldn't you be allowed, if you buy a piece of property,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I want to put a car on blocks in the front yard,
Why is that necessary?
You know?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. This woman owns the property. She loves the Flintstones. Let her put up some dinosaurs.
You know, you put a stupid sprinkler thing, you know.
The house is like multi-million-dollar house. 2,700 square feet.
There's a couple of them because I believe that Dick Clark also built a spot-on. Dick Clark at one time built a spot-on Flintstone replica home.
Wow. I love that.
God. Who knew?
Look at the windows.
Yeah.
That's pretty, actually.
Do they have the little elephant vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
his was in Malibu.
So, but see, he was Dick Clark.
So that's
Dick
okay.
Clark wants to put 20 dinosaurs up on his lawn. Yeah, Nobody's going to say anything. They're just going to say, hey, see you New Year's Eve, buddy.
Danielle, can you share the photo that you're looking at of this woman's Flintstones-inspired home?
Yes.
Okay.
I will share it on the WAAF Twitter feed.
Did she dress like Wilma or Betty? In the animal skin with the cropped waist,
right?
Betty was hot. Wilma was
All right. Betty was sexy.
She was that stay-at-home mom, kind of frumpy.
I
can do a great Flintstone impression if you want.
Sure.
Do we want that?
Give it a whirl.
You ready?
Yeah, we're ready, bud.
Who's the best dog on the show?
Not bad. Yeah,
That's a sports intro.
All right, I'm gonna share a link to this.
One of the greatest cartoons on TV of all time, right?
Yes,
I'd have to say, right? Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I watched the reruns after school every day.
Yeah.
Is it Flintstones or Flintstones?
Flint. I think it's Flint rock.
Like the rock. About 3 years ago, my wife, out of the blue, said, oh, everything's named after rocks. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, in the Flintstones.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, honey.
They ought to do a remake of the movie and Cumberbatch ought to be in it. And then Mrs. Hsu would definitely pay
attention. Oh, then she'd know everything about the Flintstones. Everything.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know. If it's your property, it's your house,
yeah,
you bought
why
it,
not?
And you want to have dinosaur statues out front, I think you ought to be able to have dinosaur
That's
statues.
That's what I hate about those neighborhood associations and historical societies. And you buy the house, you put all the work into it, you're paying the taxes, and then they're telling you what you can or cannot put up in your yard.
Mind your own beeswax.
Right.
That's how you get your nose bitten off, if you start sticking it in
really?
Everybody else's business. let's see. All right. Shu, a 978 texter wants to know if you prefer the Flintstones or the Jetsons.
They were all good.
Yeah.
Although
I prefer the Flintstones. I love
you
Fred.
You do?
I love Fred.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fred Flintstone.
I love Fred.
Did you like
old Twinkle Toes Flintstones?
Right?
You
Seriously.
Bet, man.
Did you like
that
the movie?
Did not like the movies.
You didn't think John Goodman was a good Fred Flintstone?
It was tough. You know what was tough? Stephen Baldwin as Barney.
Oh, God.
Not good casting.
Poor
in your
casting
mind.
Choice.
Not good casting.
Not good. Not good.
Hey, Fred.
who was the Baldwin in Sliver? Was it Billy with Sharon Stone?
Yeah. Okay. The super young one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good movie. That was a hot movie.
Now... here's a text asking LB if he does not stay in hotels. I think we have learned that he does stay in hotels.
No, I stay in motels.
Or motels.
Yeah, hotels are too expensive.
And how are you not sleeping on a mattress in a motel that someone else has slept on just hours before?
Yeah, but in comparison to the number of nights that you do it in your own home, like how often, I mean, I stay in a hotel, a couple of nights a year maybe if I go away?
So
yeah, but I shake the comforter off.
Yeah.
And I don't sleep in the bed. I sleep on top.
Uh-huh.
My dad taught me that.
Yeah.
But you're still sleeping on a mattress that somebody else has been on.
Okay.
Right? I think that's the point the texter's asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, texter, you're awesome. It's Monday. Have a great week. Hopefully your kid doesn't flunk out of school.
I think the rule of thumb is if the motel charges by the hour, you shouldn't sleep on that bed.
Yes, I would say that's yes. Or if there is one of those body outlines that the police have left
right.
on the floor. If there's police scene tape at the door when you get there, that's probably a good idea.
I want to ask to change your room.
Yes. All right, it is 9:25, and if you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. It's going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to get to 45 for a high. And we are warming up just a little bit slowly here in the city right now. It is 32 here in Brighton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, you are going to win a pair of tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw, which is happening on Monday at the TD Garden. 1 week from today, you will see The Shield versus Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, and Intercontinental Champion Bobby Lashley. So,
love it.
All you have to do is be the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223. And you will be at WWE Monday Night Raw. It is 9:35, and it's going to be mostly sunny today. Temperature in the mid-40s.
So we now know that your social circle could be the reason that you are overweight.
What?
Yes.
Wait. Who you hang out with are making Great. You fat?
That yeah. is correct.
Okay. This is interesting.
Now, there is a study that's been done by a doctor named Dr. Alicia Dattar, and she recruited families of U.S. Army personnel at 38 military bases around the country because, of course, you hang out, you know, you're on base, you're hanging sure. out with the same people all the time, you spend a lot of time with them, you do a lot of things together. And they found that when people lived with, socialized with, and spent time with people who were obese, they themselves were more likely to become overweight.
Huh. So
they
you
say it's
say,
a social contagion.
It's an infectious social contagion. So you can say, you can basically say to your friends, "You're the reason I'm fat," and blame it on
That's
them.
That's a classic. Yeah. Blame everybody but yourself.
Well, you have to say no, thank you. It's like when your fat friend says, "Let's go have a steak and a baked potato."
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's true if you're out with a group of people after work and everybody's ordering the nachos and the potato skins and the fried mozzarella. What are the odds that you're going to order the hummus and the carrots and only eat that, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, unless they're holding you down with a gun to your head and saying, "Eat these nachos. Or I'm going to shoot you."
So,
that's not, you know, you can not, say no.
Well, no, but I mean,
and if you, they're, you know, I don't want to sound like my mother, but if they're really your friends,
but
then they'll let you have the salad and just bust your balls.
Right. Well, but look at your community right now. Do you,
Greg? I have no friends, and I'm fat. So study is BS.
Well, no, but I mean, this would be look around the room here. That's I mean, mm-hmm. this explains the current situation here on the show. I mean, It's a fat community. That's what the problem is. I mean, all we're doing is talking about food.
Yeah,
that's half of the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
All right,
take a little responsibility for your life.
Well, it's like one of those things when they say, "Do you want extra?"
Right.
You're supposed to say no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless your very best friend is a pastry chef.
Ooh.
Oh, I messed up all these croissants that are filled with cheese and bacon. Can you take these off my hands? Yeah, I'll get rid of those.
Mike's in the North End.
All right. Well, if you want to lose weight, then you got to start hanging out with a bunch of skinny people.
No, thanks.
God.
That's what that sounds like.
Hang out with a bunch of CrossFit people. See how that goes after 10 minutes.
I got rhabdo after 10 minutes. So yeah. That's how that went.
No, but it was good, though. You learned your lesson. You'll never do it again.
Right. Well, I mean, twice, but who's counting?
Oh, you did it twice?
Yeah, but the second time wasn't CrossFit. It was TRX, a beginner class with like 60-year-old women. And I stopped halfway through because I was like, I know I can't do these triceps extensions because of what happened last time. And I still friggin' got it.
What are you saying? Anytime you exercise, you get rhabdo?
No, I can't do high repetition movements with small muscle groups. So like I can't do a lot of triceps extensions.
Well,
I can lift heavy.
You know, the key is you don't use 20-pound dumbbells. You use 8-pound dumbbells, and you rep it out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That must be disappointing for some boyfriends.
What do you mean?
High repetition, small muscle groups.
Switch hands.
All right. What else should we talk about this morning?
What do you think of the tweet that the Republican Party sent out about Beto and whether it was racist? Because
I don't think
the
I know.
Internet
about this.
Is a buzz. Oh. So yesterday, the Republican Party tweeted out an image. It was presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. His booking photo from a 1998 DUI.
Okay.
And they photoshopped a little leprechaun's hat on him. And it said the letterboard thing in front said, "Please drink responsibly." And the text of the tweet said, "On this St. Paddy's Day, a special message from noted Irishman Robert Francis O'Rourke. Please drive. Please drink responsibly."
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that people are drinking on St. Patrick's Day who aren't Irish. So I don't know that. I mean, I guess it's sort of, I mean, I think the whole entire concept of St. Patrick's being a drinking holiday could be considered to be racist toward my Irish brethren. But I don't think the Irish mind. I think they, I mean, you heard the Irish tenor in here during the 8 o'clock hour. And all he was talking about was drinking, the drink and the crack, the drink and the crack.
I've been to Ireland.
Yeah.
As of you.
Yeah.
And yeah, they drink.
They're
pro drinkers. Yeah, but they are on another level at times.
What's the difference between St. Patty's Day and July 4th in America?
Fireworks.
A bunch of people go to the beach and they get completely dismantled.
That's true. I don't know. Being in Dublin the night before St. Patrick's Day, I'd equate that to three Mardi Gras. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was just out of hand.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that if you're sensitive, like some seem to be, then you look at everything as being offensive and racist. And for others, you're able to laugh a little bit and say, oh, there's a leprechaun hat. I mean, is it supposed to be racist toward the Irish or toward leprechauns? I mean, is leprechaun a race? I think Elizabeth Warren, she checked off leprechaun when she was trying to get into Harvard, I think, or trying to work at Harvard. I mean, isn't Cinco de Mayo the same kind of thing? I mean, it's a holiday that's in this country that's really built around drinking. I mean, it's not what it's for, but...
Yeah. You know, it's a holiday that's built around drinking when everyone thinks it's Mexican Independence Day, but it was really the Battle of Puebla.
Right. Yeah.
How come Christmas doesn't get lumped into this?
Was that a Freudian slip? How so?
Well, what does everybody do, like, Christmas Eve? Everybody tears it up.
Well, some people go to... I don't think Christmas is really considered to be a drinking holiday.
Are you kidding me?
For you,
it is. No, not for me.
Merry Christmas, kid. Okay. Fire up the J-Mo.
Okay, I'm in denial over there.
Where?
What, families? So Christmas Eve isn't a family night where everybody gets together and has a bunch of cocktails?
I don't think it's really known as that.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Not like Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day.
Not like Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Well, I'm sure you do beg to differ.
Thanksgiving.
I mean,
you know?
Thanksgiving what?
Well, that's another party your face off with all your friends.
You mean the night before Thanksgiving?
And Thanksgiving.
Most people are sleeping on Thanksgiving.
I love the way you pretend like I'm some drunk nitwit. So you don't go out with your
new intro. New intro.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. So you don't meet all your friends from high school
the night before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Not after. And then what happens? 30.
You get up the day of Thanksgiving. You pretend to like your family. Stuff your face with chicken to get rid of the hangover, and then meet your friends at 3 o'clock. Yes. Whatever. You're all in denial.
You're delusional.
No, actually, I'm just happy. Me and my friends have a good time, obviously, and the rest of you sit around watching TV and football.
That sounds like a good time. Sitting around with your
your outlaws watching three football games in a row. Woo! Good times. Well, yeah.
Some of us get along.
Sorry. Some of us have a good time. I'll see you in a bit, Richie.
Here's a text that says...
You guys are all getting old.
No.
Yeah. No, actually, no. Yes.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm reading...
Fine.
Huh?
No,
I'm
I was just
reading a text message not saying no to you.
Oh, I thought you said no to me.
It's okay.
No, my bad. My bad.
Getting a little belligerent over there. It's all right. It's a Monday.
I'm always the belligerent guy. Just read the text.
God,
I'm in the greatest mood of all time.
That's right.
God, I love, like, you know, theater of the mind crap.
Hi.
Hello, Dan.
How's that text treating us?
Hello, Dan.
Hey. Hey, Greg, LB's absolutely right. Thanksgiving Eve is like the biggest drinking
it
night
is.
Of the year.
Yes, it is.
Eve.
It is.
Yeah.
The Eve is. Yeah. The Eve is. Yeah. Yeah. We just
because you get
that.
Back together yeah. with those friends, you yeah. know, that you knew when you were 20
it
and
is.
You try to drink like you're 20.
It is. It is.
Next
is.
Thing you know, you're rolling through Kelly Square going, you're driving in the wrong place.
Who ate my sandwich?
Let's see. All right. Let's see. Here's somebody who says, my favorite drinking holiday is Easter. waking up at 9:30 and you're hammered on communion wine by 11 a.m.
Wow.
Oh, my God, you guys. You know he moved that rock all by himself? That thing was huge. All of a sudden, the guy walks up. He sees, like, dirty clothes in there. He thinks some homeless guy from Charlestown living in there. Oh, my God, it's Jesus Christ. Who would have thought?
All right. What else? Anything else that we should talk about this morning, Danielle?
Oh, man. Let me see here.
The Powerball is gigantic again.
Yeah.
I believe it's $550 million.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So a lump sum, that would be what, like 230? You'd get 230?
Yeah, about 40%.
About like $25 gift card at Dunkin'. After taxes. Did you see the huge the shipment of pork that they seized on Friday from China?
No.
I'm wondering if this is going to cause, you know, a shortage or, you know, an inflation of prices. But Customs and Border Protection seized 1 million pounds of pork at the Newark Port of Entry. They said that they did the raid in order to combat the spread of African swine fever, which is a contagious disease that's killed more than 1 million pigs in China. We haven't seen it yet in the U.S., but it does spread rapidly among livestock. It was like this huge monumental bust.
Well, good job.
Yeah. Right? So they're posing with the pork loins, you know, as they do.
Well, I would assume, I mean, do you think a large percentage of the pork consumed here in the United States is brought in from elsewhere?
No. In fact, I thought we were the biggest exporter of pork to China.
Yeah.
I hope they're not turning it around and selling it back to us.
Right? Yeah. Aged.
Putting a different label on it. No, no, this is ours. No, you'll love it. It's different. It's got African swine flu.
Nah, it's delicious. We had a ton of pork in America. Annie's family out in Ohio.
Massive. They got a pig farm, right?
Yeah. Like a million head of pig.
So many jokes in there.
All right. So are you supposed to avoid a certain kind of pork or something like that?
I think they caught it before it made it to the store shelves.
So I can still have my boneless spare ribs?
All
right, good. Good.
Do you like the boneless spare ribs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you rank, if you had to rank the appetizer-only portion of Chinese food, what would you, I would rank crab rangoons first.
I'm with you, kid.
I would then probably rank the steak teriyaki on the stick second.
No.
No,
I'm not a fan.
And then the boneless shoe, you would put boneless spare ribs right at the top of that.
Well, I'd put the Peking dumplings at the top.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's outstanding.
I mean, we're talking about what comes in a poo-poo platter.
Yes,
like who's the best in the poo-poo?
Yeah.
The best poo-poo?
Yeah.
Yeah. definitely the Peking dumplings, the boneless spare ribs. And then, depends what's in the egg roll.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how do you feel about the egg rolls? Too healthy? They got vegetables in them? Too healthy?
I'm not a fan.
I don't like them with the shrimp.
No,
put the baby shrimp in them?
I
don't like that. I like just the shredded veggies.
I love the baby shrimp.
They're so heavy.
What, the egg rolls?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
I can't even wrap my head around what's happening right now.
Am I thinking of the wrong type of Chinese food?
I think so, probably.
Egg roll, deep fried, looks like a tube.
Yeah,
it
looks like a tube, yeah.
It's not the size of a burrito from Qdoba.
No, some can be pretty huge. Some can be pretty huge.
Too heavy.
Depends. Egg roll lady in Worcester is the best.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned her before on the show.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. And a great fish and chips. All they do is deep fry stuff. It's fantastic. Yeah, you can't, you know, you can't lose there.
No, that's well, you awesome. Can, you really can't lose when it comes to Chinese.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
Let's see. This is, I like to go over to the Chinese restaurants and have the Mai Tais on one of the biggest drinking holidays of the year, Arbor Day. Oh, yeah. Have you ever gone out gotten hammered on Arbor Day?
You ever planted a tree while you were drunk?
Hello, Mike.
That's a good time.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike? Kid?
Hey, LB, I love you, man.
But
hey, yeah. When we export our pork, and we also export a ton of chicken too, we send it to China. They package it, process it, and package it actually, and send it back to us. So
they really
just read the fine print on some of the stuff. If you're picking up handies or something like that, you know.
So you're
packaged
kidding.
In China.
So we send it all the way over there.
it's nuts.
So is that? So maybe that's what this pork was.
Joking.
No, they probably,
and that's for real.
That's how cheap it is.
I'm not kidding on that. I used to. That actually used to be a very good paying job down in Florida, is loading the ships with chicken and pork.
Huh. Interesting. See, you learn something every day on this show. This person, this texter, says that the scallion pancakes are underrated.
Yes. I was going to ask if you like them.
You agree? Right. Really? I never even tried
them. They got to be flaky, though. Yeah. They can't be gummy.
Yeah. No, and crispy
flaky.
On the outside.
Well done.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are very, very good.
Excellent.
Apparently, there's a place, Danielle, you probably know about it, called Egg Roll Warrior in Swampscott. Have you been there before? Texter says it's very, very good.
You sure they're just not referring to me?
I know, I was going to say.
Maybe they're calling
you. Where's your cape?
Does the number end in 4? Because I think I might know who sent that text.
Egg Roll Warrior.
What about chicken fingers? How do you, where do you put them on the Chinese appetizer top?
You know what? A real Chinese place will take a piece of chicken, maybe the size of a thumbtack, and surround that with like a 3-inch diameter of batter. I worked in a Chinese restaurant for a while, and that's what the guy told me to do. He took these little bits of chicken, and he's like, get as much batter on that as you can before you put it in the fryer.
As little chicken as possible.
They're just little bits of chicken. Yeah. Yeah, I don't usually like those from the Chinese place.
Chicken fingers are my number one go-to. They have to be very well done. Where I get them in Fantasy Island in Salem, they do it very well.
That's where Kathy likes to sing karaoke. Hi, Ray, by the way. Ray does the karaoke there. He listens to the show. And Egg Roll Warriors in Lynn.
But it has to be real chicken.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate the pre-frozen, flat, they throw them in the deep fryer. I like the, the piece of chicken, they bread it.
Well, that's a chicken finger. In Chinese restaurants, it's not like the fried chicken, like a chicken finger. It's usually like this beer batterish type of thing that expands when you fry it.
Yes, it expands when you fry it.
Kind of like a sealant.
Yeah. No, it's not like a nugget.
A sealant.
No. It's not like that.
Right?
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
And there's also several people are recommending the Egg Roll Cafe in Lowell,
which
I haven't heard about either.
Do we have to have an egg roll competition?
Hello.
The deep fryer?
I think that would be one of those things that wouldn't travel well, unfortunately. They'd have to actually do the frying in here.
Well, LB's got the fry daddy.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a best Chinese food. Have we done a best Chinese food bracket challenge?
I don't think we have.
We have to do. Are we going to do the creepiest song bracket challenge this week?
We got to get it done this week.
Yeah. All right. We have to get that ready for this week. I still have that list from the other day. We got to get that. We have to do that. This is Max on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up? Morning, Boston.
What's up, Maximilian?
Morning, man. Listen, I am a connoisseur of fine Chinese cuisine, and the best place that I know of so far is in Salem, and it's called Drinkster. It is the cleanest restaurant I've ever seen. It's brand new, top-of-the-line Chinese. It's regular Chinese food, but it's good, clean food. It's not like the pans have been out there all day. They clean them all day. But they got this stuff called egg puff ice cream. Oh, my God.
What is that?
You want to talk? It's like, think about ice cream on a bed of like a waffle, almost. Kind of looks like a waffle, but a little different tasting.
Is that over by the Dairy Witch? Is it on North Street?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I know where that is. I haven't been, but.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, kid.
Yo, Bri.
Hey, Danielle, Fantasy Island, the best place to get a Long Island iced tea or a Mai Tai when you're 18.
Yes. They've got a little, the three Peters that work the bar have gotten a little stricter about that.
They have?
Yeah. But they do. You know what the key is? The crushed ice in the Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. Yeah. You really need the crushed ice, and what, Fantasy Island does
what,
have
where,
that.
Oh, gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Shocker. On Route 9.
Couldn't tell you.
Chinese. It's an insanely incredible Chinese, and they have the most fresh sushi on the planet, and they serve Mai Tais. Oh. Ask for Tina.
Is it that place right where the Pike and Route 9 meet?
Yes.
Yeah.
The white Chinese restaurant, the White House.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a new name now.
It used to be.
Like, it used to be like China Palace or something like that. But yeah, they're good.
China Palace sounds fancy.
No, that's right.
Sounds they offer extra services there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think there's any extra services.
You don't know that.
You got to order the old fashioned.
All right. We got to go. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Or you can get it via the radio.com app, which you should download for free, so that you can listen to this show wherever you are. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, and it is completely commercial-free. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.